Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the many advantages of and the many reasons for following the church here is that it brings to our attention things that we may tend to forget and even those things that we may wish to avoid. Now, that is clearly seen on this day of the church year, which is the last day of the church year. As we end the church year, we are mindful that this world will come to an end. Now, certainly, most people do not give any thought to this whatsoever. They not only do not believe that Jesus is coming again on the last day, a lot of people don't even know it. But we as Christians, we do know it and we look forward to it. We know our Lord is returning and we can't wait for him to return. Now, as a side note, this has implications for us as Christians for evangelism. All those many people who do not know this, who do not believe it, let's tell them so that they too can look forward to the day of judgment, which for Christians is glorious. It's everlasting life. But for those who do not know Christ, it's everlasting torment. So let's tell them. However, what this day is actually helping or showing us that we need to focus on is not all those people out there, all those people who do not believe in Jesus Christ, but those of us who do. When we see the parable of our Lord in the gospel reading, the parable of the 10 maidens, they're going out to meet the bridegroom. They are excited. They can't wait. This is a picture of the church. This is a picture of God's people. They are looking forward to meeting the bridegroom when he comes. And he is a picture of our very Lord himself, who will return to bring us home. And yet, if this is a picture of the Holy Christian Church, of God's people, the parable our Lord is telling us, then why does he give a warning? Why is it the fact that at the end, some of them are left out? Some of them do not enter into the eternal glory of the Lord. What is going on here? In fact, this is a warning to all of those of us who are in the Holy Christian Church. In fact, the way our Lord begins this parable is saying, therefore, the kingdom of heaven will be like these 10 maidens. What he had just gotten through doing was giving descriptions of the signs of the end. And one of those things he brings to mind is the time right before the flood. When God saw the wickedness on the earth, it was rampant, and he decided to bring destruction on the earth because of this rampant wickedness. And yet it's really interesting, because when our Lord, in the chapter right before our gospel reading, speaks of this time, of the time right before the flood, he does not describe the people as carrying about with evil and wicked deeds, but rather he speaks of them as just going about their ordinary day-to-day lives. They were eating, and they were drinking, and they were getting married. In fact, in other words, they were just going about their lives without any thought to God whatsoever. Now, this is how we are shown insight into how our Lord in the parable is describing those of us who are in the Holy Christian Church. Because his description of those people right before the flood, right before destruction came upon them, is eerily similar to his description of those 10 maidens. What were they doing? They were all excited to see the bridegroom. They were all in, right? They all believed in him and wanted to meet him. And so they went out and they're talking and they're excited. They can't wait. And then, as the night went on, they became drowsy and they fell asleep. At midnight, the cry went out, "Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." When they woke up, five of them were ready. Five of them were not. They were not prepared. Those who were ready were the ones who brought extra oil for their lamps. And so they trimmed their lamps and then they went out and followed the bridegroom into the wedding hall for the eternal celebration. Those who were not ready, they are described as not prepared because they did not bring extra oil for their lamps. And so they said to those five wise maidens, "Give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out." But they were told, "No, there won't be enough for both of us. So you need to go buy some." But unfortunately, as they were away buying the oil, the bridegroom came and went into the wedding hall and the door was shut. When those five foolish maidens came, they found the door shut and they're banging on the door. "Lord, Lord, open up for us." And then one of the most heartbreaking statements in all the scriptures, he responded to them, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you." How is it that they were shut out? They were in. They believed. They were excited to see the bridegroom. Why was it that they weren't able to enter in? Well, the way our Lord describes it is that they weren't prepared. They did not go about their lives in a way where Christ was first and foremost. They started going on with their day-to-day lives and soon found that they didn't need to go to church each Sunday. And they soon found that all the activities and the responsibilities and all the worries they had in life crowded out time to open up the pages of the scriptures and to read the Bible. And they found that there were so many things going on in their lives that they didn't have time to devote to prayer. And they found that since they did believe in Jesus and they believed that they were saved, then they didn't need to take extra time out to be in the study of those scriptures with their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. The fact is, they started living their lives in a way where they took God for granted. And they took the fact that Christ paid for their sins on the cross, they took it for granted, thinking, "Well, I'm not a wicked and evil person. I do not live my life in a way that is directly antagonistic toward God. And so I'm fine as I am." And they soon saw that all these other things in their lives became more important than the express things that Christ has given to us, namely his word, not only reading it on a day-to-day basis, but also hearing it, hearing the proclamation of the gospel and listening to their Lord when he says of the bread and wine of his holy supper, "Take and eat, this is my body, and take and drink, this is my blood." You see, on this last day of the church here, as we are reminded of the last day of the world, the warning that is given is not to all of those out there, and there are plenty of those in the scriptures, but the focus today is on you and me and the great danger that we have to go and take things, to go on with our lives and take it for granted, rather than seeing what our Lord has given us to do. Now, this is brought out, especially in the detail of our Lord, when he says that all 10 of them, they ended up falling asleep. You see, it's not that we as Christians need to spend our entire waking hours with folded hands and closed eyes in prayer. Not that we spend all of our time here in this building. But no, we do go about our daily lives, carrying out the vocations that our Lord has given to us. All those many ways that He has called us to love and to serve and to help others. In fact, because we are saved, because our Lord has forgiven us, we see that our day-to-day lives, we live them out in loving and serving and forgiving others. That in fact, our lives are very active with many activities, but seeing that it's all things that our Lord gives us to do because He has saved us and in order to love and serve others. And because we are prepared, because we continue to realize that we need constant forgiveness of sins and strengthening in the faith, we can sleep at peace at night. We don't have to lay awake at night wondering if when our Lord returns, we will be left out in the cold, but rather we can look forward to that day when He does return. And as the Apostle Paul reminds us in the epistle reading, whether we are awake or asleep, we are at peace. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.